This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I love this part of your song right here.
Hey, yeah.
All right, let's get back to the broadcast. Where should we begin here today? I want to be very clear. When I said that we've had victory over the global government, New World Order program, their whole program shot, falling apart, wrecked. The ultra-rich that set up the globalist extraction system, though, still have their wealth and power. It's just that their system is falling apart around them, and they're trying to organize a global collapse to bring us back under submission, but they even admit that's not going to work. So now they're basically evacuating to armored keeps and fortresses and redoubts in Tasmania, Kauai, New Zealand, and Switzerland. Luxembourg, Canada, rural areas of Canada, Wyoming, Montana. And so when your enemy is going into armored dugouts and basically signaling to their own minions that the war is lost, you've won the war. But you're left with the aftermath of the war and the nanotech, the globalism, the AI, the corrupt big tech companies that are still there believing they're God, and they've got to be confronted, they've got to be dealt with. So I don't know what you call this historically. It's kind of like beating the Nazis, but then you've got the Soviet Union. And we've got ourselves and the corruption and just the problems and the breakup of the family and the smartphones destroying relationships and the mental illness exploding and the suicide. We've got a ton of problems. I'm not trying to be over positive here. But the globalists admit, if Hillary loses, we're going to lose the world government. Then they said, if we can't get Trump out and discredit nationalism, we're done. Well, you know what? By your own yardstick, in your own white papers, hitting the panic button, you are up the creek without a paddle. And so I want to open the phones up for listeners and just get your take on Trump getting ready to go after big tech, going after the brainwashing universities, going after the Smollett fraud, going after the FISA warrants, going after the illegal investigation. I mean, he is taking action. And the Democrats are scared. And even Maxine Waters is taking off her wartime, you know, outfit and is now saying, oh, no, let's all be friends. But just think of this arrogant group that had been in power so long with the neocons and with the Democrats. They thought they were invincible, and that's what makes them so dangerous, is that they're just a bunch of senile, crazy globalists allied with a bunch of crazy drug addict, devil worshiper tech heads, you know, all the drugs they're on, and then a bunch of weird globalist money and Soros, who's almost 90 years old, and his weird-ass kid, Alexander, and just people can't run jack crap. And then you think you're going to terrorize people like me, and we're just going to put our tail between our legs and run off into the woods or something. You got nothing coming, man. You're not putting any of this back together again. Best thing all you can do is just disappear. You're not going to do that. So the real fight is about to start. The real fight is on. And we should talk about the aftermath of the collapse of the Rockefeller World Government. Rockefeller British Empire World Government Project. Cecil Rhodes' project, carried out in the last century by David Rockefeller, is dead. Cecil Rhodes' plan is dead. And now we got to deal with the Chi-Coms and the Dungeon globalists in your area, but you should understand, folks, they've been trying to demoralize you. No, we've broken their back. But we can't let them claw us into hell with them. I'll give the number out when we come back. Newswars.com, Infowars.com. Do not spread the links. Do not tell people about the show. David Rockefeller thanks you from his grave.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I got to tell you, the fact that we're having victory after victory all over the world against the globalist is really exciting. But it takes my energy level to a whole other plane where we had looked at the other big threats against humanity. And as soon as we deal with this globalist threat, we enter a whole new phase. And remember, we'll still be facing globalists, but their project of world government as we know it is dead. It's like getting rid of cancer, though. It might come back. It might have metastasized. We've got to watch real closely. A lot of other big challenges. Do you agree with me about that? Do you disagree? Well, just a month ago, I wasn't going to give up on Trump. But he just wasn't taking action against the deep state enough. He wasn't fighting censorship. Now he's doing it in royal flush splendor. And the system is totally panicked. How are they going to strike back? Those are big questions. I want to hear your human intelligence. I want to hear at a gut level, an instinctive level, and a cerebral cortex and subconscious level, what you believe is going to happen next. The toll-free number for long-time callers, first-time callers, callers that disagree, whatever the case is, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Is the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, on this Thursday, March 28, 2019, Global Transmission. Now, there's a lot of other big meat and potatoes issues I've got here. Incredible clips, audio, so much. But the fact that the Pentagon came out and called out Google for treasonously working with the Chi-Coms through a secondary area, and then the chairman said, actually, they're doing it directly. And you've got Trump summoning unannounced Sundar Pichai, who used to be arrogant, wouldn't even show up to Congress. Just 6 months ago, just 5 months ago, he'd tell Congress, I'm not coming. Then he had to go to Congress and couldn't even find his way into the hall because I was in his face saying, you're an enemy, you work for China, we're going to expose you, stop the censorship, you're not invincible. Word away. And a few months after that, he's summoned to the White House and told, you better stop meddling in elections, you better stop not being fair, or we're going to break you up. And Trump said it went well. You think about that, how far we've come. And Trump signed that executive order to those universities, saying we're going to pull your funding anytime you violate people's rights who are on campus, who are visitors, who are speakers, who are student groups. And now he's talking about doing it with big tech, with government contracts. And boy, suddenly, Sundar was asked to come to the White House last year. Wouldn't do it. Sundar sure showed up this time, didn't he? Because we're winning against the globalists. We're winning against the traitors that sided with China. That's the globalists. Globalist just means traitor. Who are tax-exempt offshore that raise your taxes to transfer it in government contracts and other things offshore to them. They're just criminals. Who'd ruin the whole world where they're all so godless, none of them have kids, literally. Almost none of them have kids. And then they all are just going to live in armored fortresses on hilltops. And they know the mercenaries they've hired want to kill them. And so they're trying to hurry up and get robots that'll protect them. So they can all be prisoners of their trillions of stolen goodies up in the armored fortresses, redoubts, keeps, strongholds, castles, fortified command bases, refuges. When the real refuge is being altruistic and a Renaissance person and really building strong societies and strong people and watching others excel past you. That's your security for the future, is creating a climate of good people, a climate of the West. The West is the best, and it's going to do the rest. The West is the best. The West is the best, and she's going to do the rest. If we take our destiny in our hands and hold it to us and then commit to it and then sacrifice for it. And the minute you start sacrificing, you go, this is sacrificing? I can hold air into my lungs. I can see so far. Now I have discernment. God doesn't give traitors discernment. They get fallen knowledge of evil, how to lie, how to cheat, how to steal, all these twisted, virus-laden, cancerous, metastasizing deformities, not the vision of the Most High. The quiet place of the Most High, the understanding, the purity, the eternalness of it all. So Trump accuses Google and others of manipulating the elections. Well, he needs to go after him for that. Judicial Watch sues for records of communication between James Clapper, John Brennan, and CNN fixing the fake dossier. They're all going to get in big trouble. And you have to drop the hammer. And we finally got a president that will drop the hammer. As the leftist ratings continue to plummet, and as the head of Google is summoned there. But here's an example. We showed you last week, and we showed you this week, and then everybody went and did it. You go to YouTube and type in Alex Jones, and you'd get year-old, all-anti-Alex Jones news. And you click this hour, today, this month, all the same fake results. But if you did Democrats, you would get all new results. There's so many frauds there. Everybody's searching Alex Jones. It sends it to John Oliver. It sends it to Stephen Colbert. It sends it to whoever. And if you're a Democrat, though, it's the latest real result. Well, the word is that went to the White House. And lo and behold, a couple days after we showed that over and over again, Google put it back to normal, where if you actually search this hour, let's show people if you can, that are watching on TV, anybody can go to YouTube, type in Alex Jones, and click this hour, or today, or this week, or this month, and you'll get whatever the top videos were for this hour, or the last day. You can click it. You see? Let's click last hour. And as you can see, there's stuff just minutes ago coming up with our videos. But they just wouldn't let you see anything anybody else was seeing. They were blocking and only sending you to the establishment. Well, guess what? We had a platform to show millions of people, and they had to back off. That's why they don't want us here. That's why they don't want you to be able to comment. That's the new thing. Google and YouTube last week and last month several times have said, we want to get rid of comments. Or if you have mean comments on your video, we will ban you or demonetize you. You're like, well, that's somebody else commenting, not me. Well, that's like the Soviet Union. Your neighbor does something wrong, so you go to jail. Proof. YouTube corrects Alex Jones' results after InfoWars calls out gamed algorithm. They've totally broken the number one video site in the world, and they're doing it everywhere, and then denying they're doing it. They had to stop. They had to quit it. They had to back down because it was so ridiculous. But that's what scares me. Why was it InfoWars noticed it a few weeks ago? Why did we have to hammer it to get it fixed? And it wasn't for other people. It was for conservatives that are nationalists, and that was it. All the leftists, everybody else worked just fine. They just go in, create a list of 50 videos that are anti-whoever, anti-Ann Coulter, anti-Alex Jones, anti-Michael Savage's was rigged, anti-Tommy Robinson. So that's all you get. Because you heard the head of YouTube going, yeah, I hate it. You know, when people's kids go find Alex Jones or Jordan Peterson, they go, well, and they're like, well, take them down. Well, we have taken Alex Jones down, but we're working on Jordan Peterson. You say, well, what do you do? You just show anti-Jordan Peterson stuff from selected approved people. Totally rigged. Here's another one. Instagram is investigating. This is Business Insider. Talk about shameful. This isn't satire, by the way. Instagram is investigating an Alex Jones post that has stoked anti-Semitic hate in the comments. Nothing about Jews in the post. Nothing about anything to do with race or religion. Oh, a few comments called me an Israeli agent. And so that's me stoking anti-Semitism is anti-Semites, probably leftists, posing with fake comments. I call it smulleting. Doing it. But see, now the comments are bad. Now I'm anti-Semitic because people claim I work for Israel. That's right. So I've got to be taken down because the Jew haters don't like me, says Business Insider and Media Matters run by George Soros. Wow. Next level BS.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.
The program that is the antidote to the globalist. This is what they fear. It's the people taking action, unafraid of them, and recognizing what they are, a bunch of control freak, pedophile, vampiric monsters. I want to hit this, then go to your phone calls, because it illustrates everything. Business Insider, MSNBC, Instagram is investigating. Already been investigated as a Russian, no proof ever found. Instagram is investigating an Alex Jones post that has stoked anti-Semitic hate in the comments. And they never show you the evil art in the article, but we've actually got it hanging on the wall out there. So maybe we can cue up the video that I titled Smulleting that's on Infowars.com when we show this so people can see the evil offending art that they say is anti-Semitic, even though there's nothing to do with Jews on it. Now, there it is. And Mir One, the great artist, muralist that we've had on several times as a guest years ago, but they say that I've got to be taken off Instagram because anti-Semitic comments. But then you find out the anti-Semitic comments are against me. So that's the next level, even though I'm not even Jewish. And then they lie and say, I'm not supposed to be on Facebook or anywhere. What happened is the media created an illusion that I was banned on Facebook and Instagram. They just took two of my pages down saying I violated the rules there, but left the other pages up. But there's this illusion, you see, that I'm not allowed anywhere. No one's allowed to even interview me. I've been unpersoned so that senators can sit up there and lie about me on TV. We'll get to that, too, and then your phone calls. But here's a little montage of some of the latest demonization and lies against InfoWars.
The right-wing smear machine has gotten Alex Jonesified.
1776 will come yet again if you try to take off firearms.
That man is Alex Jones.
He's one of those guys who believes that Bigfoot was responsible for 9/11.
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
InfoWars.
InfoWars.
You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com.
InfoWars. InfoWars.
Bill Clinton is a rapist. InfoWars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist. InfoWars.com.
Bill Clinton is a rapist.
According to website InfoWars.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Nice guy.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.
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 What's happened with InfoWars? I would love it if you would follow up also about Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
You didn't call me to testify in America. I have a right to face my accusers. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud.
I know we had Alex Jones in the room earlier promoting conspiracy theories.
We're talking about Alex Jones, and the fact of the matter is that the companies that allow people like him, conspiracy theorists, to be able to purvey lies have a responsibility.
InfoWars founder Alex Jones is calling out alleged collusion between Google and Democrats.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Who is the most banned news network in the world?
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones, which has now been taken off of Facebook, thank
thank God.
CNN waged a long campaign against Jones. It worked. Jeff Zucker silenced and deplatformed his show. It was a stunning defeat for free speech.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
So, when you read this Instagram article and a bunch of others out, it'd be like if you were writing a science fiction Kurt Vonnegut novel about a police state in the future where you don't have free speech because of what somebody else does. Instagram is investigating an Alex Jones post that has stoked anti-Semitic hate in the comments. And then it goes on to say, well, he's been banned everywhere except on a few sites. He's getting bigger on those, so we need him banned. And then it talks about a mural put out by Mirror One called False Prophets. And then it's just an image of a bunch of globalists sitting around a table controlling the planet with toxic waste shooting up behind them. We showed the image earlier. Maybe we'll show it again now. But they then discuss it and say, well, the artist had done a street mural in England, but the leftist groups got involved, and they had it taken down, and they had a member of parliament who said it was good art apologize and say it's deeply anti-Semitic. And then when you look at the image, that's a print of the mural, There's nothing to do with Jews. They just inject that, just like they said, Pepe the Frog's a Nazi. Hillary said that. Or they say, I'm the Sandy Hook guy harassing the families. Never happened. They just, it's the media that creates the hysteria and creates all the problems. And so they go on and say, yes, the work of art is super evil, and Alex Jones posted it. And then there was anti-Semitic remarks. And then you read the actual remarks that were on there. They even quote them. It's that I'm a Zionist shill because I'm not anti-Israel. And they say, well, Facebook banned Alex Jones last year, so we need to go ahead and have him banned off here. Why is he here? No, they didn't ban me off Facebook, even if Rob Reiner says so. They took two of our pages down saying I beat up a 10-year-old kid. And that wasn't true. It is Twilight Zone. But let's go out to break with this clip of the Connecticut congressman, Chris Murphy, saying that because a Sandy Hook father committed suicide, that I terrorized him and I killed him, but so did Google and others. So this is the new way they're going to try to get rid of the First Amendment. Here it is.
Well, listen, I mean, I'll use his name. We're talking about Alex Jones, and the fact of the matter is that the companies that allow people like him, conspiracy theorists, to be able to purvey lies have a responsibility. There is no constitutional duty on an internet company to allow somebody to terrorize parents of mass tragedies like Alex Jones did for so long. The Newtown families are proceeding with a court case to try to hold him accountable, the companies that allow for this nonsense, this garbage, to be spread out over the internet have a responsibility and a duty themselves to do something earlier than they did in the case of InfoWars. I wish that these parents could shut it all out, but they can't. They cannot. And some of them have frankly turned to chasing down these conspiracy theorists as a full-time job because they see it as their responsibility to make sure that everyone knows what happened to their child. And think about how that sort of second victimization works when every single
So let's stop right there. This is totally made up. It's the media hyping people that questioned it forever and making it the top story, and then they're saying we're doing it. And then misrepresenting what we said before, what we're saying now. It's just incredible. We cannot allow Alex Jones or anyone else who's conservative on the internet. They are victimizing people by bringing it up and saying it didn't happen. And that's not what's going on. Chris Murphy is victimizing the Sandy Hook families. Chris Murphy is a degenerate, lying Democrat pig and is a threat to this country. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping at 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, the left tried their... Trump was never going to win. Then they tried, Trump's a Russian agent, we're all Russian agents. And then they tried, we're all racist. And then they tried, we're going to try to steal all their health care when Obamacare is meant to bankrupt things and bring in socialism. Ezekiel Emanuel admitted that on Fox News, the architect of it. The other architect said, thank God we're so dumb, Gruber. And then they lied to us about Kavanaugh, all these fake women, most of them admitting it was fake, and they staged it. Then they had Jesse Smollett getting busted, and the Kavanaugh kids being set up by the media. Americans get what's going on. But I got to tell you something. I've been persecuted. I've been lied about. I've been attacked a lot. I'm going to your phone calls in a moment. And it hasn't been enjoyable at one level, but it's kind of like that saying, pain is weakness leaving the body. I have done thousands of print interviews, thousands of radio interviews, thousands of TV interviews, literally thousands. And I've also been there at events and seen what happened, cut and dry, and then seen them edit video, edit audio, and lie. And I've seen the corporate press in unison put out lies together. The most censored places in America are universities and journalism schools. Major journalism and law clinics from University of Texas to Georgetown in Washington, D.C., work around the clock to end free speech. They work around the clock to end journalism. They're followers. But that's the good news. The bad news is they're bad. And they're reprobate and they're not coming back. The good news is that they're followers. They all do the same thing. They all act the same way. That's a strength, but also a weakness. When you realize they can't think on their own, and all they can do is stage stuff and lie, and then they think we're like them, with the Sandy Hook family's lawyers. The Sandy Hook folks are nice people, but their lawyers literally think I'm the Homeland character. They think I'm being given orders of what I say. They believe there's like manuals and things where it's some formula, because that's what they do. They get walking orders. They get told what to say. They don't believe I'm up here on air. I've had national news here many times. They always come in and are looking, and they watch during a live show, and they start asking the producers, where's the teleprompter? We know there's a teleprompter. Who's telling him to say that? Can you imagine that? They keep asking in Texas and in Connecticut. They go, give us the marketing for Sandy Hook. We don't market a news event. We have products we sell to fund ourselves and sponsors. That's marketing. And then the news is either us covering what's happening or sometimes breaking news. But again, when you're people like that are such followers, they all work in unison. They all parrot the same garbage, like the U.S. Senator, Chris Murphy, who just lied about me and lied about everybody else, saying, take us all off the air. We're terrorizing people till they kill themselves with no evidence. He gets to say these incredible defamatory things. Am I invited on MSNBC where I'm accused of killing people? No one remembers Adam Lanza's name. You'd think I killed the poor kids at Sandy Hook. You'd think. Hell, he just said I killed this dad. What are they going to do next? That senator is an enemy of the American people. He's an enemy of the free press. He's an enemy of the truth. There's anti-Semitic comments against me, calling me all these names because I'm not anti-Israel. You turn that over to Palestinians, and in a week it'd be civil war forever. None of the Arab countries take any of the, quote, Palestinians in. Saudi Arabia takes zero, ladies and gentlemen. Why are you anti-Israel? It's just mental illness. It's like this weird online sacrament that all the in-cool people are up to. Right wing, left wing. And then I'm being called all these names, and then all these newspapers and publications go, oh, look, he's got an anti-Semitic picture up, which isn't even anti-Semitic, has nothing to do with it. And there's anti-Jew comments. Well, people have the right to say those anyways. I don't agree with it, but they're attacking me. But see, they think you won't go actually see what happened. So now powerful men in smoking rooms around the world as their monopoly table is Jewish, according to Business Insider, according to Media Matters, who are projecting that those are Jews and making it Jews. I guess to create anti-Semitism? I don't know. But it just shows how anti-free speech these people are. All right, we're going to go to Chris and Tom and Jacob and Jack and Corey and Carlos and Robert and Zach and Fred and Eden and Justin and so many others. We're going to get to all your calls just briefly. We have to end the specials Monday or Tuesday. A lot of the products are going to sell out. Brainforce Plus is 60% off. A bunch of the other items are 60% off. All the supplements are 50 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping. We've already sold out of some of the best-selling items, but we've got X2 back in stock. We've got Silver Bullet back in stock. We've got TNA Force. We've never sold it for 60% off, but I've learned that when I go absolutely down to the cost of products or below, you get them, you appreciate them, and you buy them later, closer to regular price. So this is a great time to test these products out and see how great Super Blue, colloidal silver, iodine fortified, fluoride free toothpaste is, and the mouthwash. To get DNA Force, has a 97% approval rating on third party sites. To get Brain Force, to get Bodies, to get Super Silver Wound Gel, to get Real Red Pill Plus. These are amazing products. Super Mill Vitality, Alpha Power. They're all there, all of them, 50 to 60% off store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your profile. You spend $50, you get 10% off on your next order. You spend $10, you get a dollar off, you get 10% off. It's there, it's awesome, biggest sale ever. Thank you all for your support, but take action, get in there and get some great products you already need and fund the info war. Store-wide free shipping. Okay, who's been holding the longest? Let me see here. That would be... I guess been home the longest would be Justin and then Eden. Justin in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
I wanted to ask you a question about the race-specific bioweapons. You had mentioned in the past about meetings that have been going on and been taking place behind the closed doors about what they're planning, like with the 12-year world's going to end scenario, all that.
Well, they're introducing into the cultural cosmology that humans are bad, deserve to die, and they're creating a race narrative to hate ourselves and not have a life force or a survival instinct, to invert that instinct into an anti-human loathing so we accept the mass culling as a prophecy when it begins to take place. Hence, AOC being told to say there'll be no humans in 12 years. And so that is on the drawing board in some of their previous blueprints, would it be exterminate 98% of humanity by 2030, which would be less than 12 years, 11 years. Those are different blueprints that David Rockefeller and others have publicly talked about. Prince Charles's father has talked a lot about it. Prince Philip, Ted Turner's talked a lot about it. I mean, that's in their blueprint. And then, yes, they've had race-specific bioweapons for a long time that say you can release a weapon that will kill 98% is usually the top with these weapons of the blacks. So they've got bioweapons that are tailored for blacks. But the problem is everybody also has some of the same basic genetics, so you'd still probably get 5-10% of Northern Europeans would die. And of course, I'm not for killing any of the blacks, but you see the whole extermination program with the abortion. But let me try to explain this. Like, if you want to create a bioweapon to kill Arabs, well, that's got a problem too. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about the real world of bioweapons.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communication Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To put it on the screen. Dion wants to talk about Jesse Smollett situation, only vindicates InfoWars. Eden, I want to talk about people waking up is the answer. Fred wants to apologize to Alex for net neutrality. Trump should ignore the polls and go with his gut. That's Zach. Robert lives on reservation. They have contributed against Trump. Carlos, they are regrouping for the next assault. Corey, big tech is going after Trump. Yeah. Jacob, how to win the InfoWars, the next phase of attacks. That's Jacob. Tom in Texas, we need to take back what we've lost. Trump is doing it. And then Steve in Michigan, Trump rally tonight in Grand Rapids, where we're going to have our reporters. We're going to have live coverage tonight at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com of that unfolding with Caitlin Bennett and more. So stay with us for that. The caller hung up, but here's the problem. Somebody calls in about something like race-specific bioweapons. And it's bad to kill any group or race of people. But the problem of the people that produce the weapons is humans are all interrelated. So you might tailor a weapon that'll kill the majority of one group, it'll also kill a bunch of your group. It's kind of like nerve gas. You can fire it at your enemy, but if the wind changes, it comes and gets you. That's why the globalists have all built these big underground bases, so they'll survive during this. And their main plan, you see it in James Bond movies like Moonraker and things, written by MI6, Ian Fleming, is that they're going to release a bioweapon and call the population to save the Earth. And they're kind of doing it through the vaccines, through the GMOs, through the food. All of it is kind of culling us now. But South Africa developed them, Israel's developed them, the UK's developed them, the US has developed them as of 50 years ago. Other countries have undoubtedly developed them. You know the Chinese have developed them. And so it's kind of a mutually assured destruction situation. And we should do a whole show sometime on race-specific bioweapons and the really advanced weapons that are out there, because that's an issue that people should discuss. Let's go to Dion in California on Jesse Smollett. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex? I'm on the road. I'm a truck driver, and I'm from California. Big Trump supporter. Great, big fan of everything you guys do there.
Thank you.
InfoWars, and I buy your products too. So, anyways, what I wanted to share was I think I'm kind of glad how this guy got off in a way, and this is what I want to point out. It just goes to show. Anybody who watched that story, and I don't care where you're at on what side of politics you're on, it's just completely obvious the corruption in the system. It's just blatantly right there for everybody to see. And it vindicates you and everybody in alternative news that's been talking about the nonsense that's been going up and building up to create division in our society, when it's these people that go out. They create the problems, and then they try to be the ones that come up with the solution for the problem.
That's the Hegelian dialectic. And listen, Obama's famous. He got caught with Soros trying to cause race wars 4 or 5 years ago. That it all came out. And so this is what they do. And then, of course, his lawyers are involved up to their necks in it. So now Trump is demanding a federal investigation. But imagine being so corrupt. This Kim Fox, that she said she recused herself, but she didn't recuse herself. And then she does this. Don't they know this is going to just bring more scrutiny on them? It shows how entitled these people are.
It really does. But I think I'm happy, though, because I feel like this is the opportunity for everybody to, like, take a deep breath, say a prayer. You know, I always ask God to give me guidance in anything I think about or do, because I don't want to react emotionally to anything, but I want to be clear-headed. And based on facts and whatever our laws are, and I hope people in the FBI.
Dion, we're losing your phone, but good points. It shows the Democrats' entitlement, that they can do whatever they want because they've had the Justice Department so long that it's just crazy. Smollett is now saying it really happened and bashing the police. When they've got all the proof, open and shut. It's ridiculous. It's like catching somebody in the act of strangling a woman. You got the video of it, everything, and they say, I didn't do that. I mean, it's like walking in and a guy's on top of your wife. They're clearly having sex. You see the man having sex with your wife. You say, hey, you're having sex. And they go, I'm not having sex with your wife. And then they complete the sex. Imagine that image. Hey, can you sit down for a minute while I finish here? I'm not having sex with your wife. You're like, I can see it. You're doing it. No, I'm not. It's like, what? You're absolutely right. It's as they lose power, they get crazier and crazier and crazier. Good points. Who's up next here? Eden in the great state of Texas. Eden, thanks for holding it on the air.
How you doing today? I'm a truck driver, too. You got two in a row. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir, I can. God bless the truck drivers.
I've been watching you since 2008 when you were doing the park ranger stuff and having arrested at the DMV for no fingerprint.
Yeah, that's like 1997.
No, there were reruns on my local channel at the time.
That's awesome.
2008 that I started following you and buying your stuff. And I got your stickers on the back of my trailer.
Well, you're incredible, and we love you, brother.
I wanted to say something in reaction to the last caller a little bit and then answer your question about what do we think they're going to do next. And I wanted to say, well, if Schiff says it's still happening, right, the so-called Russian collusion, then why can't Smollett say, well, he was really assaulted and he didn't pay off anybody to do it, right? Anyway.
No, that's what's happening. That's what's happening.
Right. And the next thing was, you're really more researched than I am, I have to admit it. Although you may know, or I'm going to assume you do, that sometime during the Hoover administration, one of the top guys there made a statement, and it wasn't hidden. He said that secret orders like Jesuits and secret brotherhoods, Knights of Malta, and then you know it goes on, have been running our three-letter agencies.
Oh, well, there's definitely power structures in every major group and organization. The current Vatican wants world government and to bring in all the Muslims and everything else. You're absolutely right, Eden. Good to hear from you. Let's go to Fred in Wisconsin. Then we'll go to Tom. Fred in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening to you for 15 years, and you had me on in 2012 for the Sopa Pepa thing. And then I called angrily, and I was very upset about the net neutrality thing. But, brother, I didn't know at the time the path that we were going down. I didn't know that Hillary was going to try and overturn the Electoral College. I didn't know until I got in the count of votes in Wisconsin that Jill Stein was going to have four attorneys there trying to throw out hundreds of votes. I had no idea. So you have my apology for that. And everyone in America needs to listen. It is time to stand up. They are trying to take our voice. They're trying to take our voice. Stand up now before it's gone. It's a lot harder to negotiate from behind than it is to negotiate out front. We need to do this now.
Fred, let's quantify this because they use semantical games here. They called it net neutrality to not have government involve the internet, which I support. But Obama's net neutrality was to let big tech censor and act like a censoring government. Now, they kind of left it as a no man's land. And so that's bad, too. Trump needs to fix it. But now do you see what I was saying, their plan for censorship, by saying there's no government involvement in the Internet, they would then act as a global government and have the EU, via regulation, take control of our regulations by a lack of regulation, saying no regulation in the U.S.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't know what a shadow ban was when I called you back then. I just knew the Internet was functional. Today, the search engine doesn't even work anymore.
Well, exactly. So you were saying, hey, that we've had net neutrality. It's been good. It's been codified by Obama. Leave it alone. It was the end of net neutrality in the name of net neutrality. And I had just read the Soros statements that they were going to take the Internet over soon. So I just knew that the name means nothing. It's what they actually do. You see what I'm saying? The problem is Trump's kind of left it open right now and let them do this. And that's bad. But now he's signaling he's going to take action. What do you think he should do?
I think he should go into Google and tell them, hey, you run on public open forum laws. You aren't judged by the content you put out there. You want to keep running that way? You let all speech on there. I don't care if it's hate speech. I don't care if it's speech that people doesn't like. As long as it's not illegal, it's not hurting children or something
that's
like
Section
that.
230. That's Section 230. Stay there. We're going to come back to you. So I want you to be able to make your statement. Your phone's better now, Fred. First, I couldn't hear you. Come back to Fred to finish up the statement. Yeah, we have laws. We have Section 230. They're ignoring that. They're not supposed to be involved in what we say. If somebody's saying something wrong, you sue them. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.